Are you confused by all the talk about good and bad fats? Wondering which fats you should eat? Not sure which fats to avoid? I will break down the difference between good fats, bad fats, and how fats affect your health, plus 5 tips to get the most health benefits from healthy fats. Health coaching mini sessions are available now. This is for you if you have a health-related question, concern, or goal you would like to address. I will provide guidance, recommendations, and actionable solutions you can implement today. Mini session includes one 45-minute session in Zoom. Check out the link in the show notes to book your session today, or check out the services page at www.preparedforwellness.com. Busy mama, are you overwhelmed trying to get healthy and eliminate chronic pain for good? Does being a busy mom leave you exhausted so you put your health goals on the back burner? Have you given up on every diet and exercise program leading you right back to your unhealthy habits? Hi friend, I'm Ashley Cavolo, a busy working mom who struggled to manage debilitating chronic pain. I desperately wanted to feel better and be the best mom that I could be, but I didn't know how to start and had nowhere to turn. Until the day I decided the pain would no longer control my life. I discovered health and wellness can be simple, maintainable, and heal chronic pain. In this podcast, I will share tips and strategies to help you instill healthy habits, find more energy, and manage your chronic pain. Grab your notebook, that cup of matcha, and get ready to look at getting healthy in a whole new way. Welcome back. So to start, I'm going to take you back to the 90s for a few minutes. Do you remember the low-fat craze? It was touted to be the best way to lose weight. Food companies jumped on the bandwagon, creating low-fat foods. Cookies, milk, and yogurt were popular low-fat food items. I was in elementary school and high school during the low-fat craze. I remember eating these low-fat foods and never feeling full, which made me eat even more. And I truly don't remember even feeling better from these foods, yet I still ate them because I didn't know any better. I was unaware they were full of processed ingredients, inflammatory oils, and unhealthy fats. So fast forward to today, I can't imagine going back to those foods for so many health reasons. And to understand why, it is important to know the basics about fats. So what are fats? Fats are a nutrient we consume from food. Fats are stored in the body and used for energy, and when you consume fats, the pancreas breaks down the fat into fatty acids, and then they are distributed throughout the body through the bloodstream to be stored for energy. Fats provide twice the amount of energy of carbs and proteins and play a vital role in the health and function of many organs and processes within the body. Fats can help to feed the brain, aid in vitamin absorption, support healthy cell function, support healthy heart function, reduces inflammation, balances blood sugar, and supports metabolism. However, not all fats are created equal. So here are the different types of fats. We have unsaturated fat, and then there are saturated and trans fats. So unsaturated fat, also known as monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, are considered healthy fats. Unsaturated fats are less dense and they tend to be in liquid form at room temperature. Omega-6 and omega-3s are considered unsaturated fats. So these healthy fats, they reduce bad cholesterol, which is LDL. They support heart health, reduce the risk for heart disease, support brain health, healthy hormone levels. They increase energy, support metabolism. They maintain healthy insulin levels, and they aid in weight loss. There are so many delicious foods that contain unsaturated fats, and here are a few. Nuts, eggs, fish, olive oil, avocado, coconut oil, olives, flaxseed, and meats. Saturated and trans fats are macronutrients that are dense in consistency and tend to be a solid at room temperature. Saturated and trans fats are responsible for the buildup of the bad cholesterol, LDL, increasing the risk for heart disease. These fats also increase inflammation, increase the risk for chronic disease, they burden the immune system, and they increase the risk of insulin resistance. And foods containing saturated fats, I highly recommend you avoid them. So here are the main foods you should avoid. Refined oils, processed foods, conventional dairy, fried foods, and fast foods. So excited to announce my new affiliate partnership with Thrive Market. Thrive Market is on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. As an online membership-based market of more than 1.2 million members, Thrive Market delivers the highest quality, healthy, and sustainable products at member-only prices while matching every paid membership with a free membership to someone in need. Thrive Market carries a curation of organic and non-GMO products, including pantry essentials, non-toxic cleaning products, clean beauty items, baby and bath products, and even biodynamic wines. Thrive Market offers over 90 filters and values on site, allowing members to shop by their own diet and lifestyle. Members save an average of 30% on every order and receive fast and free carbon neutral shipping on orders over $49. Thrive is my favorite place to shop for foods that support the health of me and my family. Enter any dietary term in the search bar, such as gluten-free or AIP, to shop for products that fit your health needs. I have saved over $475 in just 1 year of using Thrive Market. Get 30% off your purchase and a $60 free gift when you join Thrive Market. Use the link in the show notes to start shopping. So what can you do to avoid these bad fats and increase the good fats? Here are some steps you can take. The simplest way to benefit from healthy fats is to avoid foods high in saturated fat and add in foods that contain unsaturated fat. It's that simple. So avoid processed foods, fried foods, refined and seed oils, conventional dairy, and processed meats like bacon, sausage, and pepperoni. Add in unrefined oils like coconut, avocado, and olive oil. Add nuts and seeds, grass-fed meats, avocado, fish, flaxseed, olives, chia, eggs, grass-fed dairy, and dark chocolate. So the next question you are probably asking, how much fat should I eat each day? The American Heart Association recommends 13 grams of saturated fat per day and 50 grams of total fat per day. I recommend avoiding saturated fat as much as you can. It is nearly impossible to avoid it all, but the less you consume, the better. So when it comes to healthy fats, I don't track or limit them, but my goal is to have at least one healthy fat with every meal, and that is one serving per meal. I tend to go for olive oil, avocado, grass-fed butter, grass-fed meats, and coconut yogurt most often because I love them. So to do this, I'll skip salad dressing and I drizzle olive oil onto my salads. I'll sprinkle herbs, minced garlic, and sea salt right on top of it. I might add diced avocado to my meals. I love adding a scoop of Coco June coconut yogurt into my morning smoothie. It is so creamy and delicious. And I might sprinkle nuts and seeds on top of my salad. It is that simple when it comes to adding more healthy fats to your day. You will find it keeps you full, you will have more energy, and you will be supporting your health in incredible ways. Hey friend, I hope this episode helped you in your health journey. If you are inspired or motivated, please leave a 5-star rating and written review in Apple Podcasts, or please share it with another mama who would be blessed by it. I'm off to make another matcha and whip up a healthy snack. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next Thursday.